This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah. Dude's dogs and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lou Gehrig is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gehrig on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lou Gehrig. Loogie. We should be talking about giant playoff football in a year. If the Giants make the right hire, we will be talking about Giants playoff football in a year. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. What a tremendous weekend of games, except for the game we just heard here on The Fan. That one was a little bit of a slog. But up until Patriots-Chargers, it was a tremendous wild card weekend. Wild card weekend was wild. The games were all exciting. The games were all back and forth. And football was at its best. But still, as a Giant fan, even though we got to see the Eagles go home, even though the Eagle fans got to see their team go quietly into the night, it was still upsetting to see another playoff weekend and another year go by of no playoffs for the Giants. And that's why this hiring process has to be spot on. John Harbaugh, obviously at the top of most people's lists. He is reportedly at the top of the Giants list. Now, according to the reports out there, John Harbaugh is going to limit his interviews over this week. 3, maybe 4. And obviously, there could be some other openings that pop up here in the next couple days. What do the Packers do after an absolute gut-wrenching loss to their hated division rival? What do the Eagles do after a brutal, disappointing, not only season when you think about it, because they were really up and down all year and very frustrating to watch, especially on offense, and the issues they're having with A.J. Brown, who skipped the podium today. He didn't talk to the media after the game, and he's getting into it with Sirianni on the sidelines. There is going to be changes in Philly. Whether it's at wide receiver, whether it's at quarterback, whether it's at head coach, whether it's at a couple of the ones I just mentioned, there's going to be changes there. So what jobs are going to open up in the next couple of days that maybe John Harbaugh hasn't even set his sights on? Now, when he limits it to 3 or 4, do I think one of them is the Giants? Yes. Do I think the Giants are a sexy, attractive job? Absolutely. If John Harbaugh is the coach of the Giants this coming season, Are they winning 10-plus games and going to the playoffs? Yes, absolutely. Because to me, the biggest issue that is plaguing this team is coaching. It's not their roster. It's their coaching. Whether it was Dable, whether it was Bowen, whether it was Kafka, the entire staff of this last regime was the reason the Giants were not only bad, but awful and not in the playoffs as we speak. If you hire the right guy, whether it's John Harbaugh or the guy that's at the top of my list, or really neck and neck with John Harbaugh, and that's Mike McCarthy, who is going to interview with the Giants this week, a man that has routinely made the playoffs, routinely won double-digit games, a guy that can walk in here tomorrow and be the leader of this franchise, a guy that can build a great staff, a guy that knows how to win, a guy that knows how to build culture, a guy that knows how to develop a team and get them out of the dregs, which is what the Giants are in right now. They've lost their way in terms of winning. But you can get out of the woods. We've seen it with the Patriots. They're going on to the divisional round. We've seen it with the Bears. They're going on to the divisional round. And even though the Chargers and the Jags are going home, those are still examples of teams that weren't doing so well or really didn't have the right head coach when it came to the Chargers. And then with the Jags, they went through a bunch of coaches but seem to have found a good one now in Liam Cohn. And they went from really a pathetic team to a team on the rise. Yeah, tough playoff loss, but it happens. You're a young team, you're on the rise. And really, that's what I'm looking for. Like, and we can bring the Jets into this as well, and we'll talk a lot about the Jets tonight because I think there's some things that really, if you look around the entire playoff scene, should be a wake-up call to Woody Johnson.
If you just complete a pass, it would look good.
Yeah, and if you bring in the right quarterback here, I think you'll be able to do that. And I think there might be some options based on the way things shook out this weekend that maybe there are some veterans, young/veteran quarterbacks that might become available through a trade. We'll get into that as well later on. But even if you're a Jet fan right now, or you're a Giant fan, I say that Giant fan just because of the coaching. You know, there's a vacancy, although with the Jets, there probably should be a vacancy, especially if LaFleur is gone, especially if Sirianni's gone. Like, how many more good to great head coaches or head coaches that have had success and have been on winning teams and winning programs have to be fired in order for Woody Johnson to reevaluate keeping Aaron Glenn? Like, Aaron Glenn made somewhat sense of keeping after the season, only because after 1 year, as bad as it was, tough to evaluate completely. But with each passing day, more and more good head coaches are being put into this free agency pool, which makes it more mind-boggling that Woody Johnson is considering running this back. It's one of those situations where if LaFleur becomes available, let's say Sirianni, like crazy, Sirianni, even Tomlin, what if he loses? I don't see it happening, but he could be gone. And you keep Aaron Glenn, you better have that one right if you're Woody Johnson. But more on the Jets as we get going here. It's more about the Giants here. Just as a Giant fan watching all these great playoff games, and as excited as I was as a football fan, and as much as I enjoyed being on my couch watching all these games, and I was happy to see it because you can get some dud playoff weekends where you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs, and it could be quite boring if they're blowouts or slow games or low scoring. That was not the case this weekend. It was football at its finest. It was football at its best, but it still didn't have the one thing we are all looking for here, and that's our teams in it. And if you hire the right guy, if the Giants hire the right guy, whether it's Harbaugh, whether it's Mike McCarthy, the Giants will win 10 games minimum next season and will be in the playoffs. And we will be talking about a Giants playoff game right now, instead of going around the league and talking about all the fun. Even the teams that lost, they still got to be there. They still got that moment. Their fan base still got a build up. That's the great thing about football. You get that buildup. You get 5, 6 days, whatever it is, to talk about the game, to get pumped up for the game, to trash talk the opposing fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We don't have that. We have, who are we going to hire at head coach? What are we going to do about the general manager? Even though we know what's going on with the general manager, but the idea of where does this franchise turn next? And that's why when I hear names like Kevin Stefanski, I get annoyed, because Kevin Stefanski is not the answer. Stefanski is not the guy to get the Giants back to the playoffs. He was a failure in Cleveland. Cleveland is a losing organization, and he lost there. So he would bring that losing culture over to the Giants, who already have a losing culture. They need what Mike McCarthy can bring from the Packers and even from the Cowboys. When he was there, they won. And say what you want about them, especially with Dak Prescott, with McCarthy, they won regular season games. And this is a situation where you can't skip a step, and you can't look to skip a step. As frustrating as it's been over the last 10 years or so, you still have to take the necessary steps when you're looking at the climbing of a ladder for your football team that you root for. So winning 10 or 11 games and getting into the playoffs, that's step one, especially with the young quarterback. And the two guys that are best suited to get you there are John Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy. McCarthy already, or will interview this week with the Giants. Harbaugh, I expect to interview with the Giants, although, and I've been saying this now for the last couple days, I would caution the excitement just a little bit, only because I think there's this feeling of, well, of course he's going to pick the Giants. Of course. Meanwhile, he has relationships around the league. Like even this morning, Adam Schefter was saying that the Packers are a big threat. So Bob Harlan, he ran the Packers for almost 20 years. His son, Brian, is John Harbaugh's agent. Harbaugh is a Midwest guy, so there's that sentimentality that goes into a decision like that. This is if the Packer job becomes available. Obviously, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't see the Dolphin job becoming available. We know the relationship Harbaugh has with ownership there. So yes, there are a lot of things to like about the Giants, and there's a lot of reasons to think John Harbaugh would want to be the head coach of this team. But you can't just overlook the other options out there and say, oh no, those are not real contenders. The Packers would be a real contender. Everybody knows the Dolphins are a real contender. If the Eagle job ever opened up, that's of course a major contender. They're the best run franchise in the NFL, even with their early exit this year. They have the best GM in all of football, and that would be a highly attractive job. So there are just, and then, you know, Cam Ward with the Titans and the Raiders, and there's a lot of great opportunities out there. And that's why, to me, Harbaugh and McCarthy are neck and neck. If you want to dream, this is the Giants, you want to dream and put Harbaugh as your number one guy, cool, great. But I wouldn't overlook McCarthy. And I would keep him very close to the vest. Because if you allow, let's say Harbaugh doesn't pick the Giants, and you allow McCarthy to slip through your fingertips, and you end up with a Kevin Stefanski or a coordinator, that's big trouble. Could a coordinator walk in the door and win 10 or 11 games? Yes. But could they be a big failure? Absolutely. It's more likely that they will be a failure than they will be successful, because if you look at the history of coordinators in the league, when they take that next step, more often than not, it's a failure. And even if there's initial success, like Brian Daboll, like a Kevin Stefanski, long term, both of those guys failed. Stefanski failed in his final 2 years in Cleveland. He had two winning seasons. He was not able to overcome the issues that they had at quarterback. He was not able to overcome the Browns, meaning when your franchise is toxic, it takes a lot to cleanse yourself of that. And it's easy to fall back into that. And he became a victim of that. And you want to hire him right away? I don't understand that. When you have a coach in Mike McCarthy who has a long track record of winning. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple days. I don't see this getting a decision on any of this anytime soon, because I think Harbaugh is kind of the guy that's going to set the market, set the tone. And I think he's going to take his time. I think he's going to be very careful and very cautious, and he's just going to kind of be measured in his thought process and his decision making. And once the Harbaugh decision is out there, then you will see the dominoes fall. Plus, with each week, you know, more things open up here, potentially with firings and situations like the Bills job could have opened up. Now it obviously won't. I think McDermott earned himself another year. When we'll get into the Bills win and more about this weekend as we get further here, I got you till 5 a.m., so there's plenty of time to break everything down. But the bottom line to me is if the Giants make the right hire here, and to me, it's Harbaugh or Mike McCarthy. If the Giants make the right hire, they will win 10-plus games next year, and they will be in the playoffs next year. At this time, next year, we will be discussing Giants playoff football. They have the quarterback. They have the offensive line. They have the defensive line, so they're good in the trenches. Can be great in the trenches with the right coaching. I love the quarterback room. They have a number one wide receiver. I expect them to add another big-time wide receiver in the offseason. You have a tight end in Theo Johnson that I think is only going to get better, especially with his relationship with Jackson Dart, as far as their, you know, the way they work together and the way that Dart often looked for Theo Johnson. I think that will get better and better, and their chemistry will build the more they are teammates and the longer they are teammates. So I think there's a lot of things. You know, you shore up the kicker situation, you tighten up the secondary a little bit. There are two or three players away, and you could do that through the draft or free agency, from really having that roster that I think is at the point where you can compete with the right head coach. And that's why it's so important. 888-808-1019, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here on After Hours. Let's go to Aaron in Lakewood. What's up, Aaron? Hey, Aaron, what's going on? Yeah, no, I agree. Well, listen, I have heard that. And what I would say is this. Do I think I bring more to the table than Sean? And do they miss me on Evan and Tiki? Absolutely. I mean, this is what everybody, I mean, management has told me that. You know, Evan has told me that. I mean, Tiki even sent me an email about that. But here's the bottom line, Aaron. They have made their decision. And they have decided to keep Sean on that show. And they've decided to give me my own show. And he just, Aaron, I know. I know. I get it. I mean, I'm funny. I'm a generational talent. He probably tries too hard. Yeah, I know. Tommy the Rationalizer. He's got to work on it. His sinkos a little bit. But, look, I mean, you got to give the kid a chance. I mean, I tried to teach him the business. I mean, we worked together for a few years. We've known each other forever. I tried to give him the business. But, you know, some people just don't pick it up, Aaron. And that's really the bottom line. But that's why I'm here and he's there. You know, so what do I think about the Giants? I mean, I think I laid it out for you. I think they'll win 10 games next year if they hire John Harbaugh as their head coach or Mike McCarthy. To me, those guys are neck and neck. I don't want Stefanski. I don't want a coordinator. I want a CEO. I want an adult in the room. I want a program builder. And I want to hire the right guy here. It is the most important hire in the history of the franchise because of the young quarterback, because of the young nucleus, and because of where they are at right now. There's only so many times you can, you know, get to that fork in the road and make the wrong choice. When you dig yourselves a hole that is so deep, you might be looking at a situation that you can't get out of because your franchise becomes so toxic. And that's something that I don't want for this team. It's crossroad. It's a fork in the road. And they've gone the coordinator route a lot recently, and it has failed time and time again. You need a head coach with experience. You need the right guy here. If it's not Harbaugh, then McCarthy is not, to me, a consolation prize. He is equal to Harbaugh. Their resumes are practically identical. Harbaugh's got a few extra wins in him in the playoffs. I mean, they've both been over 600 winning percentage as head coaches. They both won a Super Bowl. They both won double-digit games as coaches. They've both been to the playoffs over 10 times in their careers separately. So, to me, the resume is there for both of them. You can't say that about Stefanski, and you certainly can't say that about a coordinator. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, here on After Hours. I got you for 5 hours on the Fan, so we're going to have a lot of time to take your calls on the Giants. We will open it up to the Jets a little later on in the show, why I think Woody Johnson should get a wake-up call here. If you look around what's going on with the playoffs this year, also, could there be some quarterback opportunities or quarterbacks that emerge as options for the Jets? We will get into that. 888-808-1019. We'll break down all the games from a wild, wild card weekend. So a lot to do here on The Fan. Again, the number's 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.